Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our beloved listeners, this is a continuation from our last week's advices about the virtues of Jummah. Last week we spoke about two virtues, which was the salutations of the Prophet and the moment of acceptance. So now I ask the listeners to make to send darood upon our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's send the darood upon Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Now today we continue with our third virtue. The hadith appears in Musnad of Imam Ahmad. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من غسل يوم الجمعة, that person who will perform غسل on a Friday, كعب أحبار رحمة الله عليه, he used to say, حق على كل عالم أن يغتسل يوم الجمعة كإغتساله من الجنابة. That every Muslim should take the ghusl like they would ideally do once he's coming out of the state of impurity. To take that ghusl, that is, in other words, that's the correct and complete ghusl. Man ghassala yawm al-jum'ah, the person who performs a ghusl, ومسى من طيب إن كان له, then he applies his ether, his perfumes of his body, ولبس من أحسن ثيابه, and he makes it a point to wear the best clothing that he has. Now let me share with the beloved listeners another hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and this hadith appears in Abu Dawood. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا عَلَىٰ أَحَدِكُمْ لَوِ اشْتَرَى ثَوْبَيْنِ سِوَى ثَوْبَيْ مِحْنَتِهِ. That there is no harm on you, and it doesn't constitute any wasting if you keep a garment exclusively for Friday. There is no harm on you if you keep a garment exclusively for Friday, apart from the other regular clothing that you wear with your daily activities, as a mark of respect for Friday. However, the Prophet ﷺ has told us in other hadith to keep a garment exclusively for the night before the occasion, the night after the occasion. Obviously, this is extravagance. But it is not an act of extravagance to keep an exclusive outfit. Let me add by asking our beloved listeners, what wrong would it cause you? How much harm would it make to your life if you leave your house early in the morning? Normally, people keep their suits at the back of the car. To at least keep the Islamic garb at the back of your car. I understand the challenges in the commercial world, the corporate world. You might have a code of conduct that you have to adhere to and to comply to in regards to your appearance. But what is it so difficult, my beloved listeners? If I might ask you that before you come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least put on your headgear, you take off your tie, you roll up your trousers above your ankle. You put on the Islamic garb. The Prophet ﷺ said, ثُمَّ خَرَجَ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّكِينَةِ. And then he comes to the masjid with dignity. ثُمَّ يَرْكَعْ إِنْ بَدَى لَهُ. Then he performs salah. وَلَمْ يُؤْذِ أَحَدًا. Then he doesn't cause discomfort or harm anyone. Now, the scholars of the hadith has explored the context of this word. It refers to, as it appears in the hadith of Bukhari, فَلَا يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ. He doesn't walk in late, separating two people. He doesn't scale the shoulders of the people. My beloved listeners, the brother is walking from the rear to the front. He is scaling the shoulders of the people. He is appeasing himself. But the hadith says, you have destroyed your reward. I ask you, imagine you got a surgery or you got a shop, somebody, he jumps the queue and he does this every week. He walks in late, he scales the shoulders, he doesn't respect the people that came early, and he just walks in and says, make space for me, I need to perform my salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he who walks in late, separates two people, he destroyed their words. Allah grant us the understanding. And we need to do what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. فَلَا يُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ. He doesn't separate between two people. Then what does he do? وَلَبِسَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ ثِيَابِهِ. He puts on the best clothing. He applies the itar. He comes to the masjid. ثُمَّ أَنْفَتَ إِذَا خَرَجَ إِمَامُهُ. He observes silence. Once the imam has commenced the khutbah, كَانَ كَفَّارَةً لِمَا بَيْنَهُمَا. Tell him all the sins committed from last Friday to this Jum'ah has been forgiven. And the next narration, Abdul Razzaq, he says ahead from Ma'mar, he said ahead from Yahya bin Kathir, he said ahead from Abu Qilaba, he said ahead from Ash'ad, Abu al-Ash'ad al-Sun'ani, he said ahead from Aws ibn Aws, he said ahead the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, من غسل واغتسل وبكر وابتكر ودنا من الإمام. He who performs the ghusl and then he hastens to the masjid, he sits early, he listens attentively. كان له بكل خطوة يخطوها صيام سنة وقيامها. Tell him every step he secures the reward of 1 year fasting and 1 year ibadah. The next hadith appears in Bukhari. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَةِ قَامَ عَلَى كُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْمَسْجِدِ مَلَائِكَةٍ. That the angels spread out on earth, they secure all the entrances of every masjid. يَكْتُبُونَ الْأَوَّلَ فِي الْأَوَّلِ. Writing, recording who comes early. What does the Prophet say? فَالْمُهَجِّرُ إِلَى الْجُمُعَةِ كَالْمُهْدِي بَانَ. The one who comes out first, he gets the reward of giving a camel. والذي يليه كالمهدي بقرة. The one who comes second, he gets the reward of sacrificing a cow. والذي يليه كالمهدي كبشة. And the one who comes out third, he gets the reward of sacrificing a sheep. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrows it down to a chicken and even likewise to an egg and said, فَإِذَا جَلَسَ الْإِمَامِ. When the imam sits on the member, طُوِيَةِ الصُّحُفِ. The books, the registers are closed, they are shut down. وَاسْتَمَعُوا الْخُطْبَةِ. And the angels listen to the khutbah. Now let me tell you one of the greatest virtues of early arrival for Jummah. It's not getting parking inside the masjid. Now you come early, you get parking inside. No, my beloved listeners. Wallah, you will get parking by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I quote to you, Bayhaqi narrated, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud makes mention of it. One person by the name of Alqama ibn Qais, he says, رُحْتُ مَعَ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ بِنْ عَبْدِ مَسْعُودٍ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ. He says, myself and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, we went for Jum'ah. فَوَجَدَ ثَلَاثَةً قَدْ سَبَقُوهُ. When we got there, we found three people had come to Jum'ah before us, prior to us. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he walked in, and he said, رَابِعُ أَرْبَعَةً. Okay, that makes us four. Hopefully, four is not so bad. So I asked Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, what are you talking about? He said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ إِنَّ النَّاسَ يَجْلِسُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ بِقَدْرِ رَوَاحِهِمْ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ. الْأَوَّلُ ثُمَّ الثَّانِي ثُمَّ الثَّالِثُ ثُمَّ الرَّابِعُ وَمَا أَرْبَعُ رَابِعَةٍ بِبَعِيرٍ. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, people will be graded and they will be granted the closeness and nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah in proportion to the early arrival for Jum'ah. Ibn Kathir, under the tafsir of this ayah, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةً. Allah says, those who obey me, they will get paradise, and besides that, we've got something extra for them. The hadith is mentioned when the dwellers of Jannah will enter Jannah and when the dwellers of Hell will enter Hell. May Allah save us from being the dwellers of Jahannam. Nada munadin, the announcer, the caller will announce, إِنَّ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يُرِيدُ أَن يُنْجِزَكُمُهُ. That Allah has one more promise to fulfill with you. So the dwellers of Jannah will say, أَلَمْ يُثَقِّلْ مَوَازِينَنَا أَلَمْ يُبَيِّضْ وُجُوهَنَا وَيُدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةِ. But Allah gave us all what is outstanding. What is outstanding? فَيَكْشِفُ الْحِجَابِ. Riwayat of Muslim, the veils will be removed. فَمَا أَعْطَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا أَقَرَّ لِأَعْيُنِهِمْ مِنَ النَّظْرِ إِلَيْهِ. The entire Jannah will be mesmerized. They will be elated. They will be riveted. They will be gripped at the grandeur, the greatness, the magnanimity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And under the commentary of the ayah, وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٍ, Allah says, I got something special for you. I got something extra for you. Ibn Kathir say, يَظْهَرُ الرَّبُّ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي كُلِّ جُمْعَةٍ. It refers to the fact that on every Friday, there will be a fresh reflection or a renewal of Allah's contract where He will reveal His countenance to the creation. This will happen on a Friday, and this is the honor and the virtue of a Friday. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that يَوْمُ الْجُمْعَةِ يَوْمُ عِيدٍ. Ibn Abi Dunya, he made mention of a quotation by a person by the name of Asim. He passed away. So some family members seen him in a dream. He asked him, how are you? He said, I'm fine. He said, أَيْنَ أَنْتَ? He said, where are you? He said, أَنَا فِي رَوْضَةٍ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. We move around the gardens of Jannah. So this family member of his asked him, هَلْ تَعْلَمُونَ بِزِيَارَتِنَا لَكُمْ? Listen, I come to your grave and I pray for you. Do you know of my coming? He said, نَعْلَمُ بِهَا عَشِيَّةَ الْجُمُعَةِ. We come to know about it on a Friday, and we kept informed and posted, like how we post the messages on the media, on all the Facebooks and all the Instagrams, just like that, so to say. نَتَلَقَى أَخْبَارَكُمْ. We are kept posted on your happenings, and we know you come on Fridays. So I said, أَجْسَامُكُمْ أَمْ أَرْحُكُمْ. Is it your physical body that comes to be aware and informed, or is it your soul? He said, بَلِيَّةِ الْأَجْسَامِ وَإِنَّمَا تَتَلَاقَى الْأَرْوَاحِ. The physical body has decomposed. It is our souls that meet, and out of the respect of Friday, on Fridays we are informed of your coming. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the day of Friday is the day of Eid. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا يَوْمَ عِيدِكُمْ يَوْمَ صِيَامِكُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَصُومُوا قَبْلَهُ أَوْ تَصُومُوا بَعْدَهُ. That is why don't fast on the day of Eid. Don't fast on the day of Friday unless you fasted a day before or a day after. The hadith appears in Muslim Sharif. Muhammad ibn Abbas says, سَأَلْتُ جَابِرَ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ يَطُوفُ بِبَيْتِ. We were making tawaf and asked Jabir رضي الله عنه, أَنَهَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يوم الجمعة عن صيام يوم الجمعة. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibit the fasting on a Friday? He said, "Naam, wa rabbu hadhihi al-bariyah." I swear by the Lord of this Kaaba, indeed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prohibited it. In fact, one day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to meet Juwayriyah radiyallahu anha just to understand the significance of this day. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to meet Juwayriyah. وهي صائمة, she was fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أصمتي أمس? Did you fast yesterday? The riwayat of Bukhari, she said, لا. She said, no. أفتريدين أن تصومين غدا? Do you have plans to fast tomorrow? She said, لا. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فأفطري. Then break your fast. In the hadith, we also learn what the Sahaba used to eat on a Friday. Allahu Akbar. I quote you the hadith of Bukhari, what Sahaba used to eat on a Friday. Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that he says, كانت فينا عجوز, there was an elderly woman in our community, تأخذ من أصول السلخ, she used to take beetroot, فتطرحه في القدر, she used to put it in her pot, وتكركر حبات من شعير, she used to take ground barley and mix it, and she had an art of cooking it. فَإِذَا صَلَّيْنَا الْجُمْعَةِ, when we used to complete our Jum'ah from the masjid, نُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهَا, we would greet her, this elderly woman, فَتُقَدِّمُهُ إِلَيْنَا, and she would present us with this most beloved, delicious meal. And this is what we used to eat on a Friday. Now the ayat karima, which I recited last week, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة. All you who believe, when the Adhan is called out on a Friday, فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله, then make amends to the masjid, hasten towards the order of Allah, وذروا البيع, and terminate all forms of trade, transaction, all forms of commerce, all forms of business, and whatever it is, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, this is better for you. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ, when the salah is finished, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, spread out on earth, وَبِتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, and search for your sustenance. وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, but when you're searching for your sustenance after Jum'ah, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah categorically says, remember him in abundance. It is mentioned of a Sahabi in Ibn Kathir by the name of Iraq ibn Malik. After Jum'ah Salah, he used to go out to the business and he used to say, Allahumma inni ajabtu da'watak wa sallaytu faridatak wa intashartu kama amartani farzuqni fa anta khayrul raziqin. O Allah, I respond to your call, I close my shop early, I perform my prayer, I'm now spreading out to search for the sustenance. Grant me as you promised it. In Ibn Kathir, there is a quotation. Now this, our beloved listeners who like it, because anyone they like to hear the immediate return. مَنْ بَاعَ أَوْ اشْتَرَى يَوْمَ الْجُمْعَةِ بَعْدُ الصَّلَاةِ بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لَهُ سَبْعِينَ مَرَّةِ. Ibn Kathir recorded this year that the man who closes his shop early in advance, he respects the call of Jum'ah. This is the quotation of certain pious people. He performs salah, he performs his sunnah salah, and after Jum'ah, then he goes out to open his shop. The scholars say, Allah will grant him 70 times more barakat in earnings after Jum'ah. Now one day, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was delivering a khutbah. It was in the initial stages where salah was performed first. The khutbah was followed thereafter, like we have in Eid today. The salah was over, the first khutbah was concluded. It was the latter portion of the second khutbah. The second khutbah is about to be ended, and the caravan of Syria comes to Medina, selling basic necessities, and they had a little belt ring to attract the people. Sahaba, they caught up in a dilemma. There is a drought in Medina, there is shortage of food, provision. Salah is over, the first khutbah is over, is the latter portion of the second khutbah. They debate. You cannot speak, because speaking is totally unlawful. Hadith appears that Ubay ibn Ka'b, he says that I was sitting in the masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Tabarak on the minbar, wa Abu Darda yaghmizuni, and Abu Darda is touching me with his finger, and he's saying, مَتَا أُنزِلَتْ هَذِهِ السُّورَةِ فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَسْمَعَ. The Prophet is reading Tabarak. When did this revelation come? I never heard about it. Ka'b telling him, don't talk. After the salah is over, Ubay ibn Ka'b said, I told him by opening la ghawta, by talking, you've destroyed the reward of your total Jum'ah. He said, I didn't like the answer. I went to the Prophet and I said, look what the stern verdict this Mufti is issuing. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I conquer the verdict of Ubay ibn Ka'b. Now you asking these things while khutbah is in process, you have destroyed your word. So anyway, in the later portion of the second khutbah, Sahaba debate, and most of them excused themselves from the gathering, with the exception of 12, in which were the Khulafa al-Rashidin. They excused themselves to buy basic necessities, but at the cost of leaving Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the midst of 12 attentive listeners. It was this responding to a call of need, because the caravan only coming at that time, but because of compromising a minimum portion of the khutbah, it prompted such stern revelation. وَإِذَا رَأَوْ تِجَارَةً, when they see business, commerce and trade, in فَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا, they hasten towards it. وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا, and they abandon you single. قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ, say unto them, the sustenance doesn't lie there, but tell them, listen to the khutbah of my Nabi, and I will provide for them divinely. Now the sad reality, my beloved listeners, is that the brothers are strolling the last minute. People might argue that with me that the khutbah, that the lecture is not part of the khutbah. Correct, the khutbah is part of the salah. The English lecture is not part of the official Jum'ah. But do you understand the message of the Arabic khutbah? Are you taking some spirituality back home? Many of us, our only bond with Allah, our only contact with Islam is a Friday. We make it a point to come last and to leave first. You decide from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدِعِهِمُ الْجُمْعَاتِ. You will be shocked to know how many of our youngsters, they don't listen to the khutbah at all. And it is mind-boggling to know how many people, due to work, avoid Jum'ah. Let me tell our beloved listeners that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيَنْتَهِيَنَّ أَقْوَامٌ عَنْ وَدِعِهِمُ الْجُمْعَاتِ أَوْ لَيَخْتِمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ ثُمَّ لَيَكُونُنَّ مِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Stop people from treating Jum'ah lightly and abandoning it before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permanently blocks and seals their heart. And they will never get tawfiq to reform. مَنْ تَرَكَ ثَلَاثَ جُمْعَةٍ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِهِ. He who misses three Jum'ah in succession, tell him his heart has been sealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us understand the virtue, the merit, and the importance. If we will respect the Jum'ah in the true sense of the word, hopefully we can be from amongst those fortunate people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors with death on this day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and I leave you with this hadith, Tirmidhi has it, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu is the narrator, he says, ما من مسلم يموت يوم الجمعة أو ليلة الجمعة إلا وقاه الله فتنة القبر. He who is fortunate to die on the eve of a Friday or on the day of a Friday, tell him his grave is the garden of Jannah before he arrives. There is no question for him. كتب الله له أجر شهيد. He dies is a matter. I can't decide when I'm going to die, but I can decide to discipline my life. I can decide to respect my Friday. How many people are there who don't even perform five daily salah on a Jummah? If we will make a mark of respect in one day, there is no news in the house today. There is no sports in the house. There is no newspaper in the house. It is Jummah. It is a weekly event. It is a weekly bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By me creating that atmosphere of respect and respecting this day of Jum'ah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His rahmah and shafqa, by His kindness and mercy, can make us from amongst those who die on the day of Jum'ah. With these few words, I say, wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And I am asking our beloved ummah in South Africa to make du'as for our beloved ummah in Zimbabwe, because they are currently going through an unstable economic arena. So I humbly ask the brothers and sisters in South Africa, inshallah, to make du'as for the brothers in Zimbabwe. We wait for that moment of acceptance between Asr and Maghrib. And let's not forget to send abundance of salutations upon our beloved Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With these few words, I say, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.